This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Education Department opens civil rights investigation into Cherry Creek schools. The U.S. Office for Civil Rights will examine whether a staff equity training, a parents' committee, and race-based discipline and class assignments at Cherry Creek violate federal law. The district says it strongly disagrees and has not yet received the complaint. Greenwood Valley GE. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has opened an investigation into Cherry Creek School District over allegations that the suburban Denver district runs a range of programs that sort students, teachers, and parents by race. The department announced the inquiry on June 8, 2026, saying its civil rights office will determine whether the 52,000-student district violated Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bars race discrimination in any school that receives federal money. The office said it is examining claims that the district sponsors clubs that exclude students based on race, requires teachers to weigh race when assigning students to classes and deciding how much academic support to provide, and promotes a staff training program that restricts participation based on race. These allegations of racially discriminatory conduct in this district seem to permeate almost every aspect of the school community, affecting students, teachers, and parents alike. Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Kimberly Ritchie said in the announcement, "Federal law prohibits racial discrimination, which means that race cannot be a factor in how the school educates its students or trains its teachers." The district pushed back. "We strongly disagree with the characterization of district programming," a Cherry Creek spokesperson told Chalkbeat Colorado, adding that the district had not yet received a copy of the complaint and could not respond further until it did. An open civil rights investigation is an inquiry into allegations, not a finding that a district broke the law. The federal inquiry grew partly out of complaints about the district's equity trainings for staff. One of those trainings is central to the case of former campus middle school dean Patrick Hogarty. According to a complaint filed by America First Legal, a conservative public interest law firm, Hogarty attended a Courageous Conversation session in January 2024 built around the question, "What does it mean to be white?" In response, Hogarty said he identifies as an American, loves his country, and believes it is the greatest country ever founded. The firm says a district equity director later described those remarks as having racist undertones, and that about a month later, Hogarty was told his position had been eliminated for budgetary reasons, even though it says district records showed staffing had grown. Hogarty, who worked in the district for nearly two decades, sued in September 2024, arguing the district fired him in retaliation for protected speech. A federal judge dismissed the case, and the firm has appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, where it remains pending. Lori Gimmelstein, co-founder of the Colorado Parent Advocacy Network, told the Kim Monson Show on June 11 that her group submitted a federal complaint over the same training and is coordinating the Hogarty appeal with America First Legal, which she said was recently argued before the appeals court. He was terminated after expressing that he was a proud American during a mandatory Cherry Creek School District DEI training, Gimmelstein said. The investigation follows a federal civil rights complaint that America First Legal filed in December 2025 with the Office for Civil Rights and the Department of Justice. That complaint centers on student discipline, alleging that district officials relabeled a black student's misconduct as culturally appropriate, attributed staff concerns to the whiteness of the school, and overrode school-level discipline based on race. It cites an incident in which, the firm says, an Asian student was disciplined for sharing a video, while two black students who shared the same video faced no discipline. If a public school district can openly run discipline and employment systems through a racial filter, then the rule of law means nothing, said Nick Berry, senior counsel at America First Legal. This is discrimination, plain and simple. It is the soft bigotry of low expectations and should not be tolerated. Gimmelstein said her organization filed its own complaint in February 2025 over a district parents' committee and learned this week that the federal office would examine it as well. The Department of Education said it does not comment on the specifics of open investigations. The office is also reviewing the district's Voices of Color Committee, which it called a parent committee that reportedly grants preferential access and participation based solely on race, denying other parents an equal opportunity to participate in decisions that directly impact their children's education. The district's own website describes the committee's goal as fostering an inclusive and safe environment to support the success of students of color, and lists its members as parents, district staff, and community members. Some of the federal claims rest on contested ground. Chalkbeat, which reviewed the announcement, reported that the department gave no examples of student clubs that exclude members by race or of teachers using race to assign classes, and noted that the committee's online sign-up form does not ask for a participant's race or ethnicity. About 56% of Cherry Creek students are students of color. Cherry Creek is the third Colorado district drawn into a federal civil rights review in recent months. In March, the Office for Civil Rights said a 9-month investigation found Jefferson County schools in violation of Title IX over transgender student policies, and the Denver Gazette reported that the department threatened the previous week to pull the district's funding. The office earlier accused Denver Public Schools of a violation tied to converting a girls' restroom into an all-gender facility. The Cherry Creek inquiry is one front in a broader push by Colorado parents' groups. The Colorado Parent Advocacy Network is also a plaintiff in a federal lawsuit challenging House Bill 25-3012, the state measure titled the Kelly Loving Act, which added a person's chosen name and pronouns to the categories protected under Colorado's anti-discrimination law. The suit, brought in May 2025 by the National Group Defending Education, along with the Colorado Network, Protect Kids Colorado, the medical group Do No Harm, and a Grand Junction physician, argues the law compels speech and is unconstitutionally vague in violation of the First and 14th Amendments. The suit names the Colorado civil rights officials who enforce the anti-discrimination law as defendants. Governor Jared Polis signed the bill in May 2025 after it passed with only Democrats in support, and it was amended during the session to remove several of its original provisions. Gimmelstein said her group fought the bill at the Capitol before turning to the courts. And now, Kim's perspective. The promise written into the Civil Rights Act is simple. A child's race should never decide how a school disciplines him, what class he is placed in, or how much help he receives. Parents in Cherry Creek carried their concerns through formal complaints and a federal courtroom, and the U.S. Office for Civil Rights has now agreed the questions are serious enough to investigate. A dean who said he loves his country lost his job soon after he said it, and that should trouble anyone who believes a public employee keeps his First Amendment rights when he walks into a training room. An open investigation settles nothing on its own, and the district deserves its chance to answer. But families are right to ask whether a system that sorts children by the color of their skin can honestly call itself either fair or excellent. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.